97.9 105.5 Kiss FM. It's Big Papa in the morning. Ladies and gentlemen, one of my favorite Hollywood celebrity couples of all time, Juliana and Bill Rancic on the phone. Of course, Juliana and Bill, Sundays 9 o'clock on Style. Juliana, Bill, guys, how are you?
How are you?
What is up, Big Papa?
I'm doing all right. Can I just... You guys are normal. Congratulations on being normal. It's true.
Thank you. Listen, normally I would go, what are you talking about? You're crazy. But we work in Hollywood? Yeah. Thank you. That means a lot because these people are freaking nuts over here.
Seriously. I mean, we kind of get a peek behind the curtain with everyone else's reality shows and just kind of like how far off the beaten path they are compared to like what normalcy is. And watching you guys interact with each other and having the day-to-day stuff and having to deal with the long-distance relationships, you guys actually are a real couple, and I'm very proud of you for that.
Thank you. Yeah, there's a lot of weird stuff happening on TV, and especially a lot of these reality shows now are so over-the-top and so scripted. They're just trying to outdo each other, but, you know, our thing was we weren't going to do that. You know, we wanted to put on a real reality show about a real couple that people could actually relate to. And, you know, people told us we were crazy and that we weren't going to get good ratings. And now we've won our time slot every week. People love the show. And it just shows that, you know, like these TV people think that regular people want to see train wrecks and that's all they want to see.
Right.
You know? And it's like, give us some credit. We do want to see some good programming, too, that's fun, that we can relate to.
Absolutely. Now, Bill, let me go to you for a little bit. You know, you came to fame through the first season of The Apprentice. You hooked up with a chick on E! And all of a sudden you're on a reality show, a second reality show. Did you ever think it would make that turn, brother?
I mean, never in a million years. And I was pretty reluctant to do this show, I'll be honest with you. And it all kind of happened by chance when we were getting married. Julianne and I got married in Capri, Italy.
Right.
And I showed up at the church, and I was looking at the video crew, the videographers that we had hired, and I'm thinking, God, this is going to cost me a fortune because it's all these elaborate setups. Well, I later find out that it's the Style Network filming our wedding. I didn't know it. So I showed up in Italy.
You didn't know? You had no idea, Bill?
No idea.
It was awesome.
You believe this?
It was so hot. Yeah, Bill's like, oh my God, there's like a giant jib camera that moves around the church. I'm like, oh yeah, I got to tell you something.
Well,
and I figured it was a good time to tell him because on your wedding day, you know, he wasn't going to be mean to me on my wedding day.
No, he wasn't going to. If you're once you're in that dress, he can't make you cry.
No, he can't.
Yeah, I'm not saying what I'm saying. Again, we're talking to Juliana and Bill Rancic, of course. Juliana and Bill, Sundays 9 o'clock on the Style Network. Everyone knows Juliana from E! Everyone knows Bill from The Apprentice. You guys have come together. I have a huge fan of yours in the studio. And she's talking my ear off about you guys. And she has a question for you. Her name is Lisa. Can you guys say hi to Lisa?
Hey, Lisa.
Hi.
Hey, Lisa.
Hi, guys.
Okay, you were talking to me about camera shots and stuff with them. What do you want to ask them?
Are you guys having a baby yet?
Are we what?
She asked if you guys were having a baby yet.
Oh.
Well,
Juliana, you want to answer that?
Yeah, because apparently Bill doesn't know anything until after it's already happened.
Right. The kid will be in kindergarten.
Here's the deal. We've been definitely wanting to have a baby and actively pursuing one, if you know what I mean. And here's the catch. This Sunday night on the season finale, that's revealed.
Yes.
So I wish I could tell you, Lisa, but my I'd probably get fired from E, and then Ryan would be happy, and we don't want that.
Yeah. No. So we have to tune in this Sunday 9 o'clock on Style to find the big however your pants.
Yes.
However, hypothetically, yes. Your pants may be a little bit bigger right now. Hypothetically, not saying, but I'm
well,
saying.
Well, put it this way: yes, as we speak, I'm not wearing anything tight. I'm wearing a robe, but then again, it is 6 a.m. in LA, so that could mean anything.
Juliana and Bill, it's Sundays 9 o'clock on the Style Network. Juliana, you were at E before Seacrest came. How was that transition? Were you a little apprehensive going in?
You know what's funny? To be honest, no. I mean, I like airtime, don't get me wrong, but at the same time, I'm also the managing editor of E! News,
right.
So I have a lot of pressure to put out a good show every day, and so I thought, oh my God, I'm so excited Seacrest is coming, because, you know, if I could just get a slice of that American Idol audience to watch our show,
sure,
then our numbers would go up even more. So that was my thinking in it, and I actually, we had the same agent at the time, so I was pushing to get him in. And so when he did come in, the transition was really smooth. I mean, he and I, it's weird. We, you know, we have a very interesting relationship, but I mean, we're definitely like brother and sister, and I've just found that out. I realized that with every relationship Ryan has on camera, when he likes someone, they have like a kind of a bitchy relationship, like Simon Cowell, okay. You know what I mean, Paula. So that's the kind of the way Ryan is. So people always think we hate each other, but we don't, not that much.
it's a brother sister thing. That's cool. Now
it is a brother sister thing.
Now it's funny because Seacrest kind of gets like a DB kind of a feel for him. I think it's like a jealousy thing because he's so good. It makes it look so easy that everyone thinks that he could do what he does. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, that's true. That is true. Some people think, oh my gosh, a monkey can read a teleprompter, you know, and it's kind of like, well, okay, you know, and then when you try it, you know, you either can kind of do it or you can't,
right.
You know, and so he does.
He's good at what he does, boy, though, I'll tell you.
And that's the point I'm trying to make. You know, he makes it seem so effortless. It makes
right.
it seem like anybody could do it. That shows how good he is, you know?
Well,
listen,
that's what I'm
he's good at what he does. Is it worth $40 million a year? Not sure about that. I mean, let's not kid each other.
Love it. Julietta and Bill Radzik, of course, Julietta and Bill Sundays, 9 o'clock on Style. Julietta DePandy is the website. You can check her out there. One thing before you guys go, it's the quick six. Six questions, 60 seconds. It lets us get to know a little bit more about you. Now, you guys can each do it, or you can elect one of the two of you to do it. So, however you guys want to do this.
I'll nominate Juliana.
Okay. All right, Juliana.
Oh, okay.
Quick six. Here we go. What's the last song you downloaded to your iPod?
Ooh, Lady Gaga, her latest one, Telephone.
Favorite body part of the opposite sex?
Ding dong.
Oh, God.
Did you just say a Hostess cupcake?
Oh, my God.
Okay.
See what I got to live with?
What movie will you stop and watch every single time it's on?
Oh, Terms of Endearment to torture myself.
Favorite toy as a child?
Cabbage Patch Kid.
Favorite toy as an adult?
Bill.
Are you pregnant?
I can't say, otherwise I'll get sued by E. You don't want that. Then I'm going to have to come work for you.
I love it. I'm down. I'm down for that. You and I can have a bitchy relationship, too. I'm down for that. It's Julietta and Bill Radzik, everybody. Sunday, 9 o'clock on Style. Guys, thank you so much for the time. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Papa. We'll
all right, I'm going to follow you. BS, I'm going to follow you guys on Twitter coming up in a second here, too. All right?
Excellent.
I'm down for that.
As many followers I can get.
We'll follow you.
All right, hey, I'm not saying what I'm saying. I'm down. It's Julietta and Bill Radzik, everybody. We'll be right back. Big Papa in the morning on KISS FM.